Welcome back to the Chadron State Sports Journal. Our next guest tonight following head coach Jay Long is CSC offensive coordinator Micah Smith on National Signing Day. Coach, welcome in. We heard all the excitement of Coach Long, and I know this is a big day for you as well. Did you have a fun signing day this year?
Dave, thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's always pretty stressful. You go through about 2.5-3 months of really working and talking to kids and spending a lot of time with them and spending some time away from your family and some late nights on the phone and on the road and things like that. It's always nice to have it kind of come to an end and kind of see who's going to be the future of your program.
It is, and like you said, a lot of nights away, a lot of hard work, and you go in with a plan, and on that plan this year, the positions that were at the top of your list, what were you really looking forward to the most as you went out and started finding guys?
You know, O-line, big guys are always hard to find right now, especially guys that are big and skilled and can come and play pretty early in their career. And so we went really hard at O-line, and it just seemed like for some reason this year that position seemed to click for us. We signed a lot of O-linemen, a lot of quality O-linemen, a lot of big guys, a lot of tackle bodies, which are really hard to find now and hard to get to commit to you and to come play for you. And we kind of went all over the place with them, from Texas to Colorado and Nebraska, Wyoming, and it just hit really well for us this year O-line-wise. And that's 10 guys that are going to compete. And, you know, you want to find if you can get a group of guys to play 3 to 4 years together, that's a tight-knit group, and you're going to have a pretty good O-line by the time they end of their career. So O-line was a big one for us this year. We were pretty selective at the quarterback position, went after, you know, about 3 to 4 guys pretty hard, and we end up getting the guy that we really like. He's from, you know, eastern Colorado, so it's, you know, Nebraska's kind of home for him. He wants to study ag and do some things like that. And so with Wyatt, that was a big get for us. You know, we're pretty deep at running back, but it's hard to turn down special running backs when you see a special one, and I think we got a really special one from Arizona this year. So, and then tight end is another one. Peter's going to be a senior next year, and, you know, Coy will be a sophomore, but, you know, we want to play some 12 and 13 personnel type thing, so we want to get some guys in there that can start to develop at that position. We did really well there, too.
Coach Long had talked about the sheer numbers and volume of offensive linemen you brought in and the frames, the good bodies, and you got so many tackles. Does that mean you're looking at maybe taking some of those tackle-type bodies, be able to move them inside and get more guys on the field, and or just keep those guys on the outside and have the depth be a little stronger there? How do you negotiate so many options there and capable guys at with that kind of film or kind of frame and position?
I never thought I'd say the day of being a Chadron State that, you know, recruiting tackles is easy, because that's probably behind quarterback, that's probably one of the hardest positions to recruit and get good guys to play that position. And the goal of a lot of people, and us especially, is let's recruit tackle bodies, and then in the more tackle bodies we can get, we can develop into guards. A tackle can play guard, a guard can't play tackle.
Yeah.
And so by signing a lot of tackle guys, the guys with tackle bodies, we'll have an opportunity to, you know, sort it out and find who the best ones are at tackle, and then move the other guys that are the best, you know, fourth or fifth or second guy or whatever it is into guard. Our goal is always to play the top five guys on the O-line, no matter what their position is. And if we have five tackles playing, we'll teach one to snap and two to play guard.
How about the center spot, Michael DeCamillis, one of the top guys that has left? He graduated, played here, felt like for a decade. He was just a stalwart there, snapping the football. Are any of these guys maybe going to be looked at for that spot, or do you have people on the roster already maybe looking at that position?
You know, as for recruiting, Gerardo Vasquez from Odessa, Texas, he is a center. He was a true center in high school, so, you know, he'll be a guy that'll come in and compete at that spot. And he's college built already. He's not undersized where we're going to have to develop and put size on him.
Yeah.
And so he'll be one that'll come in. Tyler Smith, Kwame Frimpong, Vinny Mosley are three guys we have kind of penciled in right now. Rudy Gish will probably get some reps at center to try to fill that spot.
Okay.
So we'll have some guys work in this spring to try to fill that, because as Mike was so consistent, we had guys take emergency snaps in practice, but we didn't have many guys that had to take consistent snaps at center with Mike. So
that'll
be a good competition this spring to see. And, you know, this fall coming in, you got guys like Gerardo. And then there's a couple other guys that we recruited that also have, you know, they not only played, they might have played tackle in one game, but they also got some reps at center and things like that. So we know we have some other guys in this freshman class that can snap the football. So
Micah Smith, offensive coordinator for Chadron State, our guest here on the signing day special. We've heard from Coach Long. We've got Clint Clint Sassy and Wes Coombs also going to come up and talk some defense and special teams. Micah, you talk quarterback. You said you were selective. You want to find that right guy, the guys that fit, that can do what you want them to do. And you mentioned an Eastern Colorado kid. Tell us more about him and then how that the quarterback position filled out this year.
Yeah, Wyatt Sprague is a kid from Holyoke, Colorado, the Eastern Plains. You know, he's an ag kid. His dad's a farmer. His dad helps coach the football team. Kind of a kid that I fell in love with from when he came to team camp when he was a sophomore.
Okay.
And he kept progressively coming to our individual camps and things like that. And he's just a really tough kid. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He can do a lot of different things. It's just going to come now to, can we get him transitioned into college football in a very quick way, especially with only having 15 practices during fall camp to be able to do that with him.
Right.
You know, and as Coach Long said, we got some transfer guys. I'm still working on some transfers. I'm trying to get a guy in the second. We got second 8-week classes. I got a couple grad transfer guys that I've been talking to that are easy to get into 9 credit hours on that second 8 weeks.
Okay.
And so we're working those guys, working on some of those guys too. And hopefully we'll have another one here soon. I got a guy that I feel pretty good about. And, you know, it's recruiting a transfer is a little bit different than recruiting a high school kid. The high school kid kind of comes in with big eyes and, oh, man, look at this. While the transfer guy is kind of like, I got some other options, and what can you do for me, and how can you help me? And, you know, you got to create a really good relationship with those guys to have opportunities at them. And then, we have Mason and Preston returning. They'll compete this spring. I'm excited for Gavin Garrison. He broke his collarbone about halfway through last fall. He's got a medical red shirt out of it. He's got some really good arm talent. Now it's about, can we get him to start developing the way that we feel he should?
Competition, like Coach was saying, and you were also saying, always good as well to sort of see who wants to fight the hardest and perform the best, rise up to the top, and have a lot of quarterback competition, it sounds like, coming in, Micah. And we'll talk with you now about the running back spot. You mentioned getting a young man from Arizona. Let's talk about him, and then also Jake Marshall. He emerged midseason last year, really grabbed that running back job by the horns, and you guys do like to have the stable of backs, 3-4 of them you can bring in at any given time. Tell us more about running backs and where that position also stands kind of going into spring.
You know, we signed a kid named Isaac Jean-Pierre out of Mountain View in Mesa, Arizona. You know, when you recruit running backs, it's kind of one of those things of how much did a running back do for himself on film and how much did the O-line do for him?
Yeah.
And you watch it and, you know, you get kids that when it gets blocked up for 10, they get 10. When it gets blocked up for 15, they get 15. If it gets blocked up for 60, they run for 60. Isaac's one of those cats that's going to run three, and he's going to get, if it's blocked for 6, he's going to get 8 or 9. He's a big physical kid. He's about 6 foot, you know, 195, 200 pounds already coming out of high school. And so I'm really excited about him. He's got some good speed to him. And, you know, just one of those kids that when we're pretty stacked at the running back position in that room, but when you watch his film and you see what he does after contact, it's a kid that you're kind of like, I can't turn this kid down. We got to go take a shot on him. And I was very fortunate to have a friend reach out to me on Twitter and send me his information like, hey, you should watch this kid.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I got in contact with him and started recruiting him. And Jake Marshall finished the season strong. You know, we kind of rotated the backs pretty heavy there early on. He figured it out, and he started to take advantage of the opportunities that he was given. And that's one of the big things in this, and you know, college football is what are you going to do with your opportunities? And Jake made big strides as the season went on with his opportunities. And then you could see that pay off those last 5 to 6 games, running for probably close to 500 or 100 yards a game in those last 5. Jaden Cox, you know, come back for his senior year. He started to develop in his role as kind of a third down guy, a guy out of the backfield that catches the ball very well.
Yeah.
And he's going to get you – he gets you tough yards. He gets you tough, tricky yards. You know, he kind of – he avoids big hits very well and slips off some guys at times that you're like, how do he pop out of there? And then we have Ryland Awayo coming back. You know, he had to sit out at the beginning of the year with some issues, injury issues, which limited his opportunities. He hopefully will get some big ones this spring, and he'll be able to make the most out of them. Brock Ping will be coming back. He's, you know, Brock's the kind of guy that we got to get downhill and on the edge because he can really run and he's really strong. He's a real physical kid. Devin Jones is coming off of injury. You know, he played in his 3 games this year as a freshman and kept his redshirt year and had a big run against Fort Lewis.
He did.
And that's when he actually – I don't know if he got hurt before that or after that one. It might – Coy Gilbert got popped pretty good on that one. It might have been the aftershock that hurt him on it. But so Devin will be a freshman this year, and so it'll be exciting to see what he does with his opportunities. Chase Nelson's another one that we redshirted, and he's going to be another kind of Jaden Cox type guy. He's a 10-6, 10-7 guy in high school. He's a littler dude. He can catch the ball in the backfield, and he'll hopefully be a guy that can help us special teams-wise returning kicks and punts too.
A lot of really unique running styles and running backs there that you have to mix and match, and glad to see those guys coming back. You mix in the freshmen too. And final thoughts, final players, anything you want to highlight here today, Mike, before we turn it over to some of your coaching comrades and learn more about defense and special teams this year?
Yeah, you know, I talked about the tight end position a little bit. Coulter Hoft is a kid from Tongue River, Wyoming, and I think that he's got the size. He's a lot like Peter when Peter was first recruited. He's got the size, and he can run, and he can catch. He might even be a little bit taller than Peter. Another one is Jackson Harris from West Jordan, Utah. He is he's kind of a Cole Thurness, but more tight end-ish than, but he's got that same similar build. He'll be a little bit heavier than Cole, but he'll be a guy that we can split out in the slot and bring in and play some wing and put his hand down, do some things. Brady Varney's another big kid from Severance, Colorado, who, you know, we really liked. He came to camp as a sophomore. He really enjoyed up here. His mom and his dad is from the Broken Bow area originally. Now he's from Colorado. And then Parker Schwartney is going to be kind of a hybrid key, 6'4", 6'5", kid from Joliet, Illinois. He can do some things. He can probably split out and play some outside X and Z, but he can also play some H, and he should be able to play some Y. It's all going to be – he's an interesting one. It's kind of – we'll see how his body kind of naturally develops through time into what he's going to fit and what's going to fit him best.
Exciting. And anytime you say Cole Thurness, people get excited and start thinking back about the flowing blonde locks and touchdown catches and punt returns and all that good stuff. Hopefully we've got another Cole Thurness in the making there as well. Micah Smith, offensive coordinator of the Shadron State Eagles, our guest tonight on signing day. Coach, congrats on another good signing day. Thanks for coming in, sharing the details with us. We appreciate it.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to be back with more and more guests coming up on the signing day show special. Stay with us.